Name of God. Advent. What is Advent for? Advent is for our vision. It opens wide our spiritual eyes. Light abounds, yet more is being promised. Advent restores our soul. One candle at a time. One candle at a time, the restoration begins. Advent is a uniquely holy time in the church's liturgical year because it's so comprehensive in its scope. Advent lights up the whole plan of God's for salvation and our place within it. Advent is not so much then a countdown to Christmas as the mighty acts of God being seen in a broad sweep. What was and is to come. In Advent, it is the ancient Christian vision that claims us, the vision of the creeds. In Advent, the greatest themes and realities of the faith beckon us home, and we are held in wonder. Wonder at the incarnation, wonder in the glory yet to be revealed at Christ's return, wonder about grace, wonder about Mary, wonder in the promises from of old given to Israel, and yet, older still, wonder about God himself, and God's wondering about us. Where even to start? As I pondered, it came to me that we sometimes talk about new beginnings, and Advent certainly holds many for us. But there are also old beginnings. This first Sunday of Advent, let's first think about old beginnings. And just how old are we really talking about? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The one we await, Jesus, is the Word of God. It cannot be said enough in Advent. The light that is coming is his, and the light is God himself. In Advent, we become light seekers and light receivers. Here, Advent especially wants to help us. Martin Luther famously said that Scripture is the manger in which we find the Christ child. This is an important observation. It offers a proper high view of Holy Scripture, but it rightly brings us back to the Word himself. Scripture is holding the Word, just as truly as the manger holds our Lord. So as seekers of the light in Advent, we want to visit this manger regularly. There's the old joke about men refusing to stop and ask for directions when driving. With the dawn of GPS, male egos are considerably more preserved. But you know, the old joke is apt for every single Christian, not just the stubborn fellows. We will all drive around and around in circles looking for Christ like a man refusing to ask for directions until we make the Bible our GPS. Jesus really is in there. A good study Bible with scholarly notes is worth its weight in gold. A Christmas present for sure, an even better Advent present. So, with God's GPS in mind, each year, I pray your indulgence, I commend to your use the Advent Wreath Devotionals. you light a candle each night and read the Bible passage appointed and say the collect and then sing or read a verse of an Advent hymn found in here. You'll not only be blessed by the word, but you'll learn your way around the Bible again. And this concept is long-standing, but it was beautifully executed in this form by perhaps the most holy priest I've ever known. And I'm very partial, but I want to share this wealth with you. It's very easy to use. Just 5 candles like that. You have the 3 blue, 1 pink, and 1 white, which is the Christ candle.
Amen.
Okay. And a Bible. And the devotional book, where the Advent hymns are quoted, the scripture reference cited, and so on. In light of all this, I'd like to quote another hymn about Holy Scripture. Last Sunday, I did a number of Advent hymn quotations. I just want to quote one from Holy Scripture for today. It's from that Holy Scripture section of the hymn. O Christ, the Word incarnate, O wisdom from on high, O truth unchanged, unchanging, O light of our dark sky. We praise thee for the radiance that from the scripture's page, a lantern to our footsteps shines on from age to age. The church from our dear master received the word divine, and still that light is lifted o'er all the earth to shine. It is the chart and compass that o'er life's surging sea, mid mist and rocks and quicksands, still guides, O Christ, to thee. I love the confident assertion of that hymn. Chart or compass or GPS, Advent hopes to bring us more deeply into Holy Scripture, precisely to find Christ, something that as Anglicans should feel natural to us. Advent is about the Word made flesh, who is the light, the very Word of God incarnate. And the manger holding him is here. His first coming, his second coming, and equally important, his coming in us now, in a heart prepared, which is the ultimate manger Christ seeks. You know, from time to time, I find myself saying to others how St. Peter's is a great Christmas church. And boy, is it. But it's a good Christmas church because it's also a very good Advent church. The Advent offerings are so rich in music, in outreach, and in worship. And to God be the glory for that. So let me wrap up. There's a famous story told about an old Roman Catholic cardinal in Chicago. He was known to be quite the preacher, but the shortest sermon he ever preached was on Easter. He entered the pulpit and simply said this: if you kept a holy Lent, you'll have a joyful Easter. If you didn't, there's nothing the church can do for you now. Well, if we keep a holy Advent, we'll have a joyful Christmas for sure. And you know, it's not a chore, it's a promise, it's a wonder, and it restores the soul. Advent is a bit like dilated pupils wide open to the light. And it's coming, and has come, and will come again. The King James translation of the prologue of John puts it so powerfully. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Simply put, the light always wins. And we are children of that light. You know, soon you and I will be holding our individual candles on our knees. Soon it will be silent night. But first, a holy Advent, so our joy will be complete. And this manger will get us to the Word incarnate at Bethlehem. who is the light of the world. So stop for directions. You'll be glad you did. So let me end with a final verse of that hymn. O make thy church, dear Savior, a lamp of purest gold, to bear before the nations thy true light as of old. O teach thy wandering pilgrims by this their path to trace, till clouds and darkness ended, they see thee face to face. I pray us all a holy Advent with some good directions. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.